This is the Backup Quarterback Show with your hosts, Derek Anderson and Matt Howard.
That's right, boys and girls. Welcome back to the Backup Quarterback Show, the show that has never been on probation from the NCAA. Today, we're back to talk some football. My name is Matt Howard, and today, as always, I'm joined with the original backup quarterback, Derek Anderson. Derek.
Hi, guys. How are you?
I think they're good. Let's hope so. Derek, tell me about your feelings about the Tennessee Volunteers football team.
Well, the game on Saturday, it was a little rough. There was a moment in the game where I thought we had a chance, and then that door was closed quickly in the early part of the third quarter. Will Greer is a very good quarterback. We're still not sure what he's putting in his body, but
yeah, we can't fully endorse Will Greer until we get the results to prove that he is playing the game clean, because we have been hurt by that in the past. So back when he was at Florida, and let's jump into our sponsor for today's episode, the City of Gainesville. Thank you, City of Gainesville, for giving us your money. We hate you. Yes, we do. All right, Derek. So today what we're going to do, NFL football starts this Thursday.
Atlanta versus Philly. Breaking news, Nick Foles is actually going to start this week, and Carson Wentz is not ready to play.
Breaking news.
Do not ask Doug Peterson about the situation, or he will be very mad at you.
You heard it here first. Breaking news. We got the scoop before Adam Schefter did that Nick Foles is the man in Philadelphia until Carson Wentz is a little bit healthier. That being said, we're talking top 10 NFL teams. We both did our power rankings, so we can talk about it, because we did it earlier, but now football season is upon us, and we need to talk about the teams to look out for in the NFL, and not to mention, knowing who the good teams are will help you in fantasy too, because we're all about fantasy football here on the Backup Quarterback Show. So
I'm going to start this off with, we're going to do our top 10, but I've got a couple honorable mentions I'd like to throw out there.
That means Derek couldn't decide who he wanted to put in his list, so he did the extra credit and is giving us more teams. So Derek, go and give us your honorable mentions.
So first I've got the Tennessee Titans. They return a lot of pro bowlers on their team. They finally got a deal done with Taylor Lewan, who is arguably the best offensive tackle in football. And I think this offense is really going to improve, really open it up for Marcus Mariota to run the ball and throw the ball.
And I'm proud of you for saying his name right, Marcus Mariota's name. That is a big point of conflict inside of our apartment building, how Derek claims to be somewhat of a fan of the Titans and can never actually get the name right. So you love to see it here on the Backup Quarterback Show, him finally getting the name somewhat right.
All right, and then I have one more honorable mention. I'd like to give a shout out to the Carolina Panthers.
Can I just jump in for a second? We're going to ignore that voice crack. So just keep talking and act like the voice crack didn't happen.
We're just going to ignore that. But the Panthers, they have a good offense. I think it's going to stay the same this year. But aside from Luke Kuechly on their defense, I don't see much potential. They have a very weak secondary.
You want to hear this joke I made about Luke Kuechly?
Yeah.
It's like, Kuechly, do you love me? I tell her only partly.
It's pretty good, man.
That was my original joke.
Yeah.
So let's go and jump in number 10. For our top 10 teams, NFL, preseason, week one.
Power rankings.
Here we go. Number 10, I have the Tennessee Titans, which I'm glad you had them in your honorable mentions.
So we got them pretty close.
They're pretty close. This is what I'm seeing. We have a quarterback coming off his worst career year. We have a running back who has never been the guy in the NFL. We have a coach who is unproven. And we have that guy who didn't start for the Patriots in the Super Bowl, Malcolm Butler. All that being said, this is going to be a great year for the Titans. Look out for them. I only have them at 10, but who knows? They could be one by week five. So, Derek, who you got at number 10?
At number 10, I have the Houston Texans. Mm. We've got Deshaun Watson coming off an injury.
Deshaun Watson's scary.
He could tear up this AFC South this year if all their pieces on defense, such as Whitney Mercilus, J.J. Watt, and Jadeveon Clowney, stay healthy. It could be a rough year for the Colts, Titans, and Jaguars.
Yeah. Now, J.J. Watt, I actually don't know where he went to college.
He went to Wisconsin.
Same as his brother, LJ.
TJ.
TJ Watts. Watts. Watts? Watt. Watt. Good guy, JJ Watt. You got room for him. So number nine, who you got number nine?
I've got the Green Bay Packers.
Wait, no way.
Are you
no
serious? Way.
I had the Packers at number nine.
Hey, let's establish we have not seen each other's
list. Oh yeah, that's a good point.
So this is pretty neat, actually.
Yeah, unprecedented.
You know, the Packers never really have much on their team except for Aaron Rodgers, and Aaron Rodgers is a very good quarterback. He was actually
Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's from Cal University, or University of Cal. Cal Berkeley, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, Troy Bolton went to Cal Berkeley.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make any sense. He's like 5'8", would not play Division I basketball.
Yeah. But anyways, I really like the improvements they made in the draft, addressing their cornerback positions, and they've got a solid defensive line, and I think the Packers are always a threat in the NFC.
It's crazy. You took the words right out of my mouth. I have nothing else to add because that was like my analysis straight up. So let's go ahead and just look at number eight. Who you got?
I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Pittsburgh Steelers. Recently added Josh Dobbs, or kept Josh Dobbs on the lineup, named him the backup quarterback.
So we could be seeing Josh Dobbs maybe in the playoffs this year.
We love backup quarterbacks here on this show, and we love Josh Dobbs.
And he's arguably one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. At number eight, I have another team with a great backup quarterback, the Cleveland Browns and Baker Mayfield. Man, you gotta love the Cleveland Browns. You can't help but root for the Cleveland Browns. They've had it so rough for so long, and I really think they've got it figured out now. So I'm thinking 12 wins for the Browns. So that's why I have them at eight. I don't think there's gonna be many teams that have more than 12 wins.
For those of you that are listening at home, we do not have a video set up, but my face is very, I don't know how to describe it right now, like a little shocked with that pick, let's just say that.
Just a little bit. I'm not shocked by it at all. I think I'd be remiss to say that they do anything worse than that.
Who's your number seven?
Number seven, I think you already mentioned them, the Carolina Panthers. Cam Newton, love Cam Newton. Quickly, love Quickly. Out of Wake Forest.
Quickly played at Boston College.
Boston College, pretty much the same school. Panthers number seven for me. What about you?
I've got the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. Mm. My problem with the Eagles, I do think they have arguably the best roster in the NFL right now, but. I don't like Nick Foles starting at quarterback this early in the season. That could result in some early L's.
Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, Super Bowl MVP.
Nick Foles.
He struggled a lot in this preseason against some
defenses. How much can you read into the preseason? I'm pretty sure the Titans went 0-4 in the preseason, and they're still going to be the best team in the NFL this year. So how much can you really read into that? Number seven, you got them. Okay, cool. How about number six? What do you got there?
I've got the Los Angeles Chargers, and they are my AFC Super Bowl pick for this year, as we did a couple.
The Chargers.
Yes, the Chargers.
Phillip Rivers.
Yes. Phillip Rivers is an elite quarterback, and they've got some great pieces around him. Melvin Gordon, Keenan Allen. They've got Mike Williams back from injury, highly drafted product out of Clemson.
And, I think it's the University of Clemson.
Oh, UC, okay. And Joey Bosa is developing into an elite pass rusher, and we'll see how it goes for the Chargers.
It's interesting. The Chargers pick is actually brought to you by eHarmony because of one man, a spokesperson for the company, Manti Te'o. So thank you, eHarmony.
Manti Te'o's on the Saints.
He's not. Okay.
He's been on the Saints for like 3 years.
Then this episode is brought to you by eHarmony from Manti Te'o on the Saints. You heard it here first. Thank you, eHarmony. A place to find love. My number five, is that what we're talking about? Number
six.
Six. Oh, I have the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
That's all.
Any analysis?
Dalvin Cook and Latavius Murray and Stephon Diggs and Adam
Thielen.
Thielen out of Fresno State?
I actually don't know where Thielen went
what?
To school.
That has never happened. Probably somewhere like Delaware, but or Fresno State, either one. Either way, the Vikings number six.
Okay.
What about you at number five?
Number five, I hate to say it, I have the New England Patriots.
You hate to see it. You really
Tom
hate to see
Brady's
it.
Still there. Gronkowski's still there. Expecting a big year from Gronk in fantasy.
You say that Tom Brady still being there is a good thing. When is it going to stop being a good thing? Tom Brady's 49 years old.
We'll see. It could be maybe by the time he's 60, but whatever he's putting in his body is probably working. But it's
same thing as Will Greer, probably, right?
Yeah, probably. So who do you got at number five, Matt?
I have actually our sponsor, the eHarmony New Orleans Saints. Oh, wow. I had the Saints at five. Shout out to Manti Te'o, our boy. Didn't know he was on the Saints. Thought he was still on the Chargers. The Saints, Alvin Kamara, Colton Jumper on the Saints.
Did he make the final roster?
I have no idea. He made that blocked punt, though.
Can I get a timeout real quick? I'd like to give a shout-out to Alexander Johnson for making the final roster for the Denver Broncos.
Is that what he's going by now, Alexander, not AJ?
That's what he was listed on the final roster.
Oh, interesting. Well, shout-out to AJ Alexander Johnson. Yeah, that was great story there.
Great
love
story.
To see that.
Vol for life.
Super proud of that guy. Worked hard. Where are we even at?
Number four.
Four. Who you got?
Okay, I have the Atlanta Falcons. I've been pretty high.
Wait. Whoa. I said that like it was like, oh, that's so realistic. But then I was like, wait a minute, that seems insane to me. Explain that to me.
Well, last year the Atlanta Falcons were just one Julio catch away from actually beating the Super Bowl champions.
Julio Jones. Alabama.
Good job, Matt. And they still return one of the best offensive lines in football. They've got some great pass rushers on their team. And I think they could be a surprise pick this year to go to the Super Bowl.
I am quite surprised by that pick. But at number four for me, I have the Pittsburgh Steelers. Breaking news. You heard it here first. No one else has been reporting this. Le'Veon Bell did not report to the first day of regular season practice. Insane. And it's insane that we got the break on that story. So heard it here first. If you hear that from anyone else, we have breaking news.
We actually have breaking news.
This is actual breaking news. LeSean McCoy will not be placed on the commissioner's exempt list, making him eligible to play this Sunday. LeSean McCoy, the running back for the Buffalo Bills out of Clemson. Is this two? Is this two that Derek doesn't know the answer to?
Pittsburgh. Yes.
Pittsburgh. Go Panthers.
I knew that one. CJ Spiller went to Clemson.
I don't know who that is. That's breaking news. You heard it here first. That's off our report. LeSean McCoy. This is a fantasy little announcement. If you got LeSean McCoy, don't be afraid to play him as of now. Nothing's come out, and the commissioner's letting him play, which is just insane to me that the commissioner's letting him play after all the suspensions he makes for almost no reason at all.
Yeah, only problem I have with this is the Ravens. They're playing the Ravens in week one, and the Ravens have one of the best run defenses in the NFL. So might be a little caution for those starting LeSean McCoy, but he's a definite start for me this week.
Oh, good. Good. Did you say you're number four?
Yeah, I said the Falcons.
Okay, the Falcons. I have the Steelers. Josh Dobbs. Go Vols. Number three, I'll say it. I have the Philadelphia Eagles at number three.
Okay, that's fair.
I think they're going to be great. Derek Barnett.
Love Derek Barnett. Jason Kelsey.
Don't know
Brandon Graham.
Don't know who that is.
Zach Ertz.
I know who that is.
A lot of good players on this team.
Shout out to Julie Ertz and the U.S. Women's National Team for bringing some pride to the sport of soccer in the United States.
Yeah, no, we don't have much pride in our men's national team.
Except for you, Christian. We love Christian
Pulisic. Yeah, we love Christian.
So we'll keep supporting him. But let's try to turn that team around, too. So where are we at? Number three, who you got?
My number three is the Minnesota Vikings.
Wow.
I think they're going to take a step up with Kirk Cousins is their quarterback now, and they had arguably the best defense in the league last year, and now they got Dalvin Cook back. So this is a team that is due for a Super Bowl run.
Love Dalvin Cook, so I'm okay with that pick. I like the Vikings. Love to see what they can do. Number two, who you got?
I've got the New Orleans Saints, my Super Bowl pick for this year. Ooh,
interesting.
Drew Brees is going to be riding out into the sunset. Throwing to Kamara, throwing to Michael Thomas. That defense is ready to go. and I think it's a big year for the Saints.
Drew Brees out of Sam Houston State, I believe.
Drew Brees is out of Purdue.
Oh, out of Purdue. Number two for me, the San Francisco 49ers. Love San Francisco 49ers. Love Jimmy Garoppolo. Jimmy G, the superstar.
Jimmy G's been doing some big things in the offseason.
Big things, great practice, great work, great quarterback.
You never see him on the news for anything.
He's never lost a game in the NFL, which is just insane. And that's why I can't pick against the 49ers, hardly ever. My Super Bowl prediction, 49ers. All right, Derek, number one.
My number one team going into the 2018 football season is the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams are essentially an all-star team at this point, and they've got studs at every position.
Pretty embarrassing. They only have the second highest paid defensive player in the NFL history.
Yeah, yeah. Also breaking news, Khalil Mack getting $140
million.
For 6 years.
6 years.
To the Chicago Bears.
Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears not making the top 10 for either of us, which you hate to see.
No.
Shout out to Mitchell Trubisky.
Actually, I'd give them some credit if they had like a semi-decent quarterback, but Mitchell Trubisky is not in my top 20. So
that is fascinating stuff right there. Number three pick 2 years ago?
Number two pick. They traded up from number three to number two.
Wow. Yeah. You hate to see it. You really do.
Matt, who do you have as your number one team?
I've been preaching it since last year. This team terrifies me. Say it with me on three. One, two, three.
The Houston Texans.
Houston Texans are going to the Super Bowl this year. Houston Texans led by Deshaun Watson, the best quarterback I've ever seen play the game of football, going to the Super Bowl this year. As a Titans fan, it hurts, but you have to respect Deshaun Watson, the best quarterback to ever pick up a football. So that's why I have the Houston Texans at my number one spot. How do you feel about that?
I think it's a hot take, but we're going to have to wait and see how that defense holds up. They're usually prone to injury, but they definitely have all the pieces in their offense. They could be a little better at the offensive line, but Houston Texans, that's a hot pick this year. Could pay off huge in Vegas.
Yeah. Speaking of Clemson, how do you feel about any team that can compete against Alabama this year?
I'd say Clemson's got a good chance because they've got a very good defense this year. I watched a little bit of the Wisconsin game over the weekend. I think they have a chance if they can get their receivers on point. They've got a good running back. Hornibrook's an experienced quarterback. They've always got.
What team are we talking about?
Wisconsin.
Oh, okay, cool.
And they've got a solid defense, great linebacker play, and I'd say Auburn actually has a good chance. They had a great win against Washington, which will help their resume a lot going into the late parts of December.
Now, this has been on my mind a little bit. I've seen a lot of stuff on Twitter and in the sphere of this college football world about how great Jeremy Pruitt was after that loss. And this is where I'm at. Why do we care so much if Jeremy Pruitt's good at losing? Like, everyone's like, oh, he did so good at like admitting that it was his fault for losing. He didn't show me. I saw nothing out of that team that even was like a spark of anything that looked different from last year besides Darren Turner just played better. And I don't think that's anything to do with Pruitt. I just think that has to do with the fact that Garantano's gotten used to his role. He's put in the work. He's had a year to get used to it. And that's the only thing that was a bright spot was Garantano actually stepping up and playing well. I just didn't see any much improvement at all.
I think one bright spot we can look to is Tim Jordan at the running back position.
That is true. But
he had around, I think, 20 carries for about 120 yards. That's about 6 yards per carry. And he had a touchdown. I really like the way he has a back cut vision. He can run up the middle, and he can cut it to the left or the right real well. So he can turn those what could be 4 yard carries and out to 20, and sometimes break them off to even longer.
A big Jalen Hurd type, the way I'm seeing it. But I just don't know. I haven't seen anything out of the coaching. I've not been impressed since day one.
I think we'll definitely get a better read of where our team's at this week against ETSU, 4 o'clock kickoff, and my prediction for this week is 56-7, Matt, would you like to offer up a prediction?
I think we'll win fine, but I don't think our defense is good enough to for four quarters to hold this team to only 7 points. I mean, it's ETSU, but I mean, we looked just
given a number, terrible. Matt.
I'm saying 17-13, same score as UMass last year. It's like I've been saying it this like the last 5 minutes. I don't care that Jeremy Pruitt's saying the right things. I haven't seen any improvement out of this team at all, and it's frustrating. And we'll see if they can't get any better. But right now, it was pretty disappointing to watch. But that's where I'm at. And you know, who am I but just a lowly scrub?
Did you get a ticket to the game, Matt?
I did get a ticket to the game. I'll be sitting in Section I.
Awesome. I'll be sitting in, I think, Section H.
Section H. With the band?
Yes, with
Pride the band. Of the Southland Marching Band.
And we're really excited for this weekend. Bunch of football going on. NFL football starting on Thursday. We've also got football in the night. Virginia Tech versus Florida State.
And college football.
College football.
Wow, interesting.
I think DeAndre Francois is back. Is that correct?
According to my sources, yes. I don't know how reliable they are, but I would say yes to Francois being back and ready to play some football this year. Derek's on his phone again, and I never know what to do when he gets on his phone. It really throws a wrench in our whole momentum we have going. He's scrolling for something. He's looking for the status of DeAndre Francois. Don't really know. He's looking at Wikipedia, which is interesting. They don't usually put breaking news on Wikipedia. So I don't know why he's looking there. He went back to somewhere else. He's typing in DeAndre Francois starting? Question mark? Never seen someone use a question mark on Google, which is wild stuff to me. But that's what you get here on the Backup Quarterback Show. You get breaking news, you get hot takes, and you get fresh looks into the world of sports and into the world of Derek Anderson's mind, which is just a fascinating place to be. So, Derek, do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Not at the moment, but...
not at the moment. He's out of stuff to say. We're at the 22-minute and 35-second mark, minus like a 20-second introduction of a song that we recorded months ago. So, really...
I'd like to get some... or listener feedback. What do you guys think of the intro? Do you like it? Do you love it? Do you dislike it? Just let us know.
What he's asking is for opinions. He took about four sentences to say, can you give me your opinion? But that's what we're here for. We're here to draw this thing out.
Leave a review on iTunes.
The longer the episodes, the more money we make from our sponsors. So we're just gonna keep talking.
But don't worry, Nick Saban covered a majority of the costs for this episode.
Nick Saban has been paying for us to stay afloat for months. The Backup Quarterback Show is going nowhere thanks to the generous donations from Nicholas Saban, which we appreciate a lot. Go Vols still, but we love to get the benefits of Nick Saban's coaching. So shout out to Nick, shout out to football, shout out to Vince Lombardi, who I think created football. I don't know. No, Derek seems to be thinking no. So we're not going to say he invented football. Derek, who invented football?
Really don't know, Matt.
Doesn't know. Wow, we have stumped Derek multiple times on this episode, which is unprecedented stuff. A little bit new for us here. He's usually the guy who knows everything, so not a good look for Derek this episode. But we're gonna.
It's Labor Day.
It's Labor Day. We shouldn't even be working, but we're doing it just for the fans.
Just for you guys.
Just for the fans. All right. So with that being said, I think we're about ready to wrap up. Derek's drinking his water. Hope that caught in the mic. Him shoving his ice around all over the place.
Gotta stay hydrated.
Staying hydrated. So that being said, we're gonna wrap up the show. My name is Matt Howard.
My name is Derek Anderson.
And I'm Matt Howard. Good night.